Dear brothers and sisters, prayer is our spiritual breath and the path to answers. We can communicate with God and realize and be guided by God's will through prayer. Prayer is like insurance and acts as a safety. It protects us as we live in the secular world and helps us when we encounter difficulties and problems in life. People enroll in insurance so that they can be helped when they meet a disaster or accident. It would be good if we have no disaster or accident until we enter heaven, but sometimes people make mistakes. Even though they pray, they also meet difficulties because they don't obey the Holy Spirit's guidance. Even if they pray, they insist on their own opinions and thoughts, so they end up with troubles and difficulties. But if they accumulate prayer when they encounter a trouble or before a trouble comes, anyway, when they encounter a trouble, because they've always prayed, they don't have to recover their communication with God. So they put themselves together when they meet a trouble and they pray earnestly. Because prayer has already been accumulated, it's easier for them to receive answers. And it's not difficult for them to repent because they've always prayed without ceasing. They can resolve their problems instantly. Once they meet a problem, it's easier for them to resolve their problems. But what about people who have not prayed? Even if they want to pray, they cannot recover the communication with God because they have not prayed. So, in the face of a trouble, even if they want to have their problems resolved, even if they pray, they cannot receive the guidance from the Holy Spirit. That's why it's difficult for them to resolve their problems. Even if you... That's why I liken this to enrolling in insurance. And I also emphasize that you have to accumulate prayer. Senior Pastor, the shepherd also said that if you pray, it's like praying without ceasing. It's like having savings. If you put your money in your bank account, you will feel secure with a lot of money in your bank account, so you can withdraw money whenever you want. The same way, if you have prayed, whenever you need God's help, when you have a problem, you can make use of the prayer accumulated, then would it be right to neglect such important prayer? May you all realize the importance of prayer. Then we will look at the prayer of the soul and the prayer of the spirit. I pray in the name of the Lord that these words will empower you. May you always receive abundant blessings and answers through God-pleasing prayers. Dear brothers and sisters, the first kind of prayer that God desires is for us to habitually pray. The second is for us to kneel down in prayer. Last week, after I gave that explanation, one of the church members confessed and delivered her own mother's testimony. This was, she haven't prayed on bended knees, and she realized that God's will is to kneel down in prayer because her mother had, it's a little bit uncomfortable for you to kneel down because she felt discomfort when she was on bended knee and there was a little bit of pain, but because she received grace through the sermon, she resolved to pray on bended knees. This happened a long time ago. And her mother, even though there was a pain, she continued to pray on bended knees. And she had a dream, and in which someone told her to look at her foot. So she looked at her foot in that dream, and she found that her foot was became cleansed with no skin trouble. And after she had that dream, and she woke up from the dream and found that her foot became cleansed. And after that, she also found that her foot became cleansed without any skin trouble. And I heard this testimony from her. So if you obey God and please Him through your deeds, you can also overflow with testimonies, such testimonies. Today, we'll continue with the following types of prayer that God desires. The third kind of prayer that God desires is for us to pray according to God's will, not our own. In verse 42 of today's passage, Jesus also prayed, "Not my will, but yours be done." Many believers say they pray but don't receive answers because they don't know God's will and pray according to their own will. Sometimes people present conditions promising to do something if God answers their prayers. God is such great and almighty God. Why should we present conditions to Him? How could we dare? Then we cannot receive answers. People saying things like, "If you do this, I will do that. If you do this for me, I will be faithful. I will devote myself." First thing we have to do, we have received tremendous grace from Him. We were saved from sins. We were saved, which cannot be exchanged for anything in the world. But now you want to receive healing and answers. And when you pray, you say things like, "Father, if you do this for me, I will do that." There are some who just pray the way they please and say, "I believe this will be answered." God, we have to pray according to God's will. But people pray as they please. For example, when you want to move out, you have to pray like you humbly ask Him. And you have to pray in detail, like when you move out, you have to make a loan, take out a loan, and you have to pray for that, and you have to pick a date. You also need to pray in detail, but sometimes you need so many things. You want so many things. You say things like, "Father, I need a house that faces the south, and I want to move into a specific floor." It's too much. You say everything about every detail. Actually, it's too much. But with an, you say things like, "Father, it would be good for me to, it would be good for me to." Even if you say all the details, you can ask for your dates, your. But that doesn't mean you have to say all the details to God. That means you are greedy. When you, so when you say such things, you may not say satisfy the justice. Not everything can go according to your will and your desire. The world cannot move. The world cannot work according to your desires. If you just say all the details like, "I want my neighbors to be my..." You have to know that it is out of greed. Some people also say, when I after I moved in, my neighbors had a lot of demand, and then you have to embrace them and serve them and try to make peace with them. But you shouldn't say things like, "Father, I want to meet good neighbors. I want there to be no little kids in my..." Because this is greed. God cannot answer all your prayers because that's you're asking out of greed. When you're in relationship with others, when you ask, you have to cautiously ask Him. But when you ask, you shouldn't say, "Do this, do that." Then you cannot be answered. Also, when you ask God, you have to know whether you are being too selfish in asking. But some people have many demands and ask this and that. Then many people also, they say everything in prayer and they say, "Father God, I know that you will answer me," and they expect God to answer them. But as they, but if no answers come in time, they complain and become resentful. These prayers disregard God and cannot be called prayers of faith. This is prayer out of greed. James chapter 3 verses 2 and 3 writes, You do not have because you do not ask, and you ask and do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, so that you may spend it on your own pleasures. So, thus, if you want to receive answers to your prayer requests and prosper in everything, you must pray, offer a prayer of entrusting things to God. Offering a prayer of entrusting things to God means believing that God will cause all things to work together for good and always give us good things as the Father of love. With this faith, it's easy to be thankful and joyful no matter the circumstance. The prayer offered with this kind of prayer refers to a prayer of entrusting things to God. When we offer such prayer, His angel comes to help and God guides us onto the best path as recorded in verse 43 of today's passage. There are many people who say they pray and entrust things to God, but in reality, cannot wholly entrust them to Him. There are many people who say they pray and entrust things to God, but in reality, cannot wholly entrust them to Him. Having heard of the Almighty God, you think you can entrust everything to Him, but when you actually face difficulties, you begin to doubt and think the answer is not possible. The worry and anxiety of what would happen if God doesn't answer the way you want starts to creep into mind. As this isn't pleasing to God, spiritual faith to receive answers from above cannot be given. I will explain this. You have to pray in faith. When you pray with faith, you won't have doubts. You wouldn't doubt. Would this happen? It wouldn't work according to my prayer. When you have such doubts, you cannot receive an answer. You have to also figure out the spiritual reason that you cannot receive such a spiritual faith. If you pray without faith, if you pray just according to your thoughts, you cannot please Him. Despite people saying they will leave things to God and praying, they ultimately use their own wisdom and ways or rely on others to achieve their goals. A person who truly trusts in God will never resort to man's ways, even if he was to be thrown into a lion's den, like Daniel. Daniel entrusted things to God in prayer, but he ended up being thrown into the lion's den. But when he was being thrown, did he resent God? No way. This is a prayer of faith. This is a prayer of entrusting things to God. That's why he received an answer. Check your daily life. After you pray, but you didn't receive an answer, how did you feel? You pray earnestly with faith, but his answer didn't come. Did you doubt? Why isn't God receiving an answer? But that means you didn't offer prayer of faith. But even if you didn't receive an answer, you have no resentment, but you try to do things that please God, and you believe that God will surely work for you, then Father God is sometimes tests you, but you didn't stumble. You didn't. So you instead you just try to do things that please God. Father God gave you a test, spiritual test. So Father God recognizes your faith and gives you answer, better answers. And even if the results is not what he expected, he can accept it with gratitude and joy if it's God's will. May you all have perfect spiritual faith, not just faith as knowledge, and wholly believe and trust in God. In your Christian life, in our life of faith, this is very important. We are saved by faith. People say, when God answers them, they say God is good. But when things don't go the way they want, they feel tired, they feel they lose the passion, and then they no longer call God, God of love. That means their faith was not perfect. You have to discover such areas during your trials. When things are peaceful, you call Him, my God of love, I love you so much. But in the face of a trial, you feel that God's love is going away from you, and you feel that you are distressed, you lose your passion for God. That means your passion was not perfect. So you have to discover yourself through trials, and then you have to make your faith perfect and make efforts. Sometimes we are not able to look at ourselves like Job was. That's why we need trials and tests. So people with good faith can overcome their tests, and so there is no reason for us to be afraid of a test. Instead, you are to change your faith into God-pleasing faith. You are to... I hope you once again check yourself. Then you won't be afraid even when in the valley of shadow of death, and can overcome obstacles by relying on God with joy and gratitude. God is pleased with prayers offered in faith and answers them quickly. The fourth kind of prayer that God desires is to cry out and pray fervently from your heart. Luke chapter 22 verse 44 says, and being in agony, he was praying very fervently, and his sweat became like drops of blood falling down upon the ground. Jesus prayed so fervently with great zeal that the blood vessels on his face burst and his blood dripped like sweat. When we pray this way, we can also receive answers as a result of hard efforts and sweat. This is the law of the spiritual world in which you reap what you've sown. For after Adam ate from the tree of the... After Adam was driven from the garden, God told him to sweat, to produce crops. This was the new law. Before that, Adam could eat from what God made for him. But after the cultivation began, this new law became established. And according to the law of the spiritual realm, we have to pray fervently to receive an answer. In order to pray from your heart, you must first cry out in prayer. To cry out in prayer means to raise your voice and pray with an earnest heart. In the Bible, we can see that the forefathers of faith also cried out in prayer. We are thinking about some types of prayer. Crying out in prayer is raising our voice. But when we don't raise our voice, it is a meditative prayer. We are just praying in our mind, in our heart. This is also when we are driving, when we are preparing for the service. We don't want to cause nuisance. We don't want to cause... So there are times when we have to offer meditative prayer. There are times we have to pray in silence. There are also times that we, especially during the Daniel prayer meeting, we have to pray with a raised voice. We have to speak louder. We have to turn up the volume of our voice. And that's how we cry out in prayer. It requires a lot of energy or effort. If you just pray in silence, it's very easy. If you just mumble or if you just speak silently in prayer, it's effortless. It's so easy. But if you cry out in prayer, you have to use a lot of energy. This is the kind of prayer that Father God desires from us. You have to pray without idle thoughts and raise our voice and cry out in prayer. This is in the Bible, you can see that the forefathers' faith also cried out in prayer. Exodus chapter 15, in Exodus and Numbers, we find a scene of Moses crying out in prayer. And in 1 Samuel, writes about Samuel crying out to the Lord, Prophet Elijah who brought down the answer of fire, and Prophet Jonah who pleaded with God in the valley of fish, all cried out in prayer. In the New Testament, Jesus, along with Apostle Peter and Deacon Stephen, who performed great power, cried out in prayer. God also said in Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3, call to me and I will answer you, and I will tell you great and mighty things which you do not know. God made it clear that He desires for us to cry out in prayer. Why is that? Why is it that we can pray from our heart when we cry out? Of course, it's possible that we can pray from our heart in meditative prayer as well. But whenever we pray, the enemy, devil, and Satan tries to hinder us. So if we don't cry out in prayer, we are hindered from praying from our heart. If we don't pray from our heart, Satan will first give us idle thoughts. Idle thoughts it's about daydreaming. We fall into idle thoughts about recent movies watched, delicious foods eaten, or something unpleasant from the day. Students, if you play computer games, you will think about it. There are computer games that has some storyline, so they will be occupied with such thoughts. It's unclear whether we are praying or daydreaming. Satan also gives us worries, anxiety, and concerns. Parents, if you have to move out in a few days, you have concerns, and you also have concerns about your students, about your children. If you are preoccupied with those thoughts, you cannot pray from your heart. The next that comes is fatigue. As we are distracted by idle thoughts, worries, anxiety, and concerns, it becomes difficult to focus on prayer. Naturally, we find ourselves getting fatigued. Then fatigue leads to falling asleep. You have to pray from your heart. Only then can you receive an answer. But if you cry out in prayer, you can receive new strength from above and pray fervently despite being physically tired from a long day at work. These kinds of fervent prayer make physical tiredness disappear. You become healthier. It's important to fervently pray and cry out according to God's will so that you can offer up the aroma of your heart that is pleasing to God. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will cry out from your heart, always maintain the fullness of the Holy Spirit, and receive answers to all your prayers. Especially, you shouldn't babble in prayer. You shouldn't have idle thoughts. because we are running out of time, I'm not explaining about the babbling prayer in detail. If you babble in prayer, you don't even know what you said. You just say meaningless things fervently, and you have to fix your attitude in prayer. The fifth kind of prayer that God desires is to pray with faith and love. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 tells us that without faith, it is impossible to please God. For faith is pleasing to God, it is an essential to receiving God's answers. What would happen if God gave answers to someone who doesn't have faith and always doubts? The person may doubt whether the answer is really from God or even think that it's a coincidence. Then he wouldn't feel any joy and gratitude in receiving answers, nor will he be able to glorify God. James chapter 1 verses 6 and 7 write, "But he must ask in faith without any doubting, for the one who doubts is like the surf of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For that man ought not to expect that he will receive anything from the Lord." But people with faith have joy and gratitude because they believe they've already received what they pray for in faith. God, who sees the joy and gratitude, acknowledges that they have faith and grants them their prayer requests. Along with this kind of faith, we have to pray with love. The reason Jesus went to the Mount of Olives and prayed with all his life was not for himself, but for us who were on the path to death due to sins. John chapter 17 shows the scene of Jesus praying with such love for the souls. Verse 11 writes, "I am no longer in the world, and yet they themselves are not in the world, and I come to you, Holy Father, keep them in your name, the name which you have given me, that they may be one even as we are." Verse 24 also records Jesus praying, "Father, I desire that they also, whom you have given me, be with me where I am, so that they may see my glory which you have given me, for you loved me before the foundation of the world." Despite facing imminent death on the cross, Jesus prayed with love for the souls. Through Jesus' prayer of love, we are able to receive salvation and see the glory of God in heaven as His children. As we have freely received and experienced His love, we must also pray with love for the kingdom of God and His righteousness and for the countless souls around the world. When praying for someone else, it's important to put ourselves in His shoes and pray earnestly. We must also pray with a loving heart, even for people seemingly hard to forgive. We shouldn't pray like, "Father, please." We have to pray considering others' conditions. Let's say your children is not leading a good life of faith. And you may pray, "Father God, please help them cut off the world completely." It would be good to pray that way, but you have to put yourself in your children's shoes. You have to pray like, "Father, please give them strength to cut off the worldly things, worldly entertainment." You have to pray in detail, putting yourself in their shoes. Then you can also... But when you pray for your children and husbands, if you pray in your own, then you may be slow to receive His answer, and the relationship with your children and your God is pleased with these prayers. Through us, God helps countless souls to walk in the path to salvation. When praying to throw away untruth in our heart, it's easier if we pray with sincere love for God and the desire to throw away what God detests, instead of vaguely saying, "Please help me throw this away." What does that mean? when we pray for our sinful natures and evil, you can pray to cast off hatred, but if you have more earnest heart, you figure out the meaning, God's heart. You pray like, Father, you said that hating our brothers is murder. Father, I'm committing a murder. I hate it. Please help me cast off hatred. God, if you just say, Father, please help me cast off hatred, this is a vague prayer. But as you try to change yourself, you shouldn't just pray with a sense of obligation. You have to pray because it is God's will. Because casting off evil is God's pleasing will. You want to do what God wants you to do. You want to become a source of comfort and joy to Him. You figure out God's heart. And you, as you examine your heart, you find it ugly and dirty, and you detest evil. That's why you pray earnestly. That way, you can pray from your heart. Jesus also prayed so fervently. When you pray to cast off sins and evil, you have to be so earnest. If you just pray habitually or a sense of obligation, you have to strongly desire to like cast off evil and make peace with others. You don't do it out of obligation. You shouldn't stick to your pride. If you just pray with a sense of obligation, you are not earnest and you are not fervent. But if you want to do what God wants you to do, if you want to gain the qualification to see the Lord in heaven, if you strongly desire to see the Lord, but if you think that if you cannot make peace with others, you cannot see the Lord's face, you become more earnest. You don't say things like, you just strongly desire to cast up evil, cast up resentment. That's how you become so earnest. When you pray like that, God listens to you. But instead, if you pray out of obligation because you've learned that you have to serve others, you've learned that you have to make peace, you've learned that you have to serve others, but in your heart, you don't want to serve others, and you just pray with obligation. But if you pray earnestly, then the Holy Spirit will give you inspiration and He will give you an awakening and make you realize that how evil that is, and He will inspire your heart. This is a huge difference when you try to change yourself. If you just pray like out of obligation, and if you pray with a desire to do what God wants you to do, there's a huge difference between these two types of prayer. And also, there's a difference in how much that contains love. There is a difference between these two prayers. You feel the difference, right? You have to check what kind of prayer you are offering. You have to check whether Father God is receiving, accepting your prayer. There are good prayers and there are evil prayers. You have to know the differences, tell the differences, and you are to check whether Father God will be receiving your prayer with joy. So I hope that you pray with fasting prayer that is pleasing to God. We talked about the kind of prayer that is pleasing to God. I hope you examine yourself in light of the message. And you can do it. Even though you cannot pray with the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, even now you find yourself babbling in prayer. But if you develop a habit of praying, like praying in a good way and make efforts, you can ultimately change your bad habits into good ones.
Hallelujah, Almighty God, our loving Father. Please lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcend time and space on those who are receiving this prayer through GCN. Give them the faith to believe from heart. Drive away negative thoughts and doubts, and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, and tissues and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy, devil, and Satan, all diseases, germs, and viruses, and infirmities go away, light come. Please scorch all their terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases, including malaria. All contagious diseases, including cold, flu, and fever, go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach, lung, liver, breast, uterine, and intestinal cancers, AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high and low blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid problems, and heart, lung, and women's diseases, and all inflammations go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs, back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains disappear. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases go away. All kinds of all dementia, all the mental diseases go away. All the paralysis go away. Let them get up, walk, and leap. Let the eyes see well. Let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns. Let the heat and burning sensation go away. Father, let there be no scar left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves and tissues and cells be regenerated. Bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessing of conception. Receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy, the voice of Satan, the ruler of the power of the air, the evil forces of heavenly places and their servants go away. Go away, evil, unclean, false and deceitful spirits, disappointing spirits, all forces of darkness. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness, go away. Light, come. Father God, give them strength to cry out in prayer and the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. As their souls prosper, let all things go well with them and their families become evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With the fiery walls of the Holy Spirit, heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, their families, workplaces, and business fields. Give students wisdom and understanding, and give them enthusiasm and fervent to study hard. Please keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and let them love God more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink, or whatever they do, let them do it all to live a life glorifying you, Father God. Let them be able to testify about the living God, saying, I've met and experienced God and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.